you could play, you could experiment with ideas and get familiar with how you work on a large scale and how you deal with perspective and how much detail do you provide and simplification and all those issues which painting on an architectural scale brings up, really. You could play and experiment and teach yourself. So yeah, I don't know what people thought of them, really. I think a lot of that early stuff I did was pretty dreadful, really, as it often is. But you know, I mean, I don't know that people would have regarded it as dreadful. They'd have probably liked quite a lot of it. I did two or three jungle murals, I seem to remember. You know, they always go down well. You know, lots of green and splashy parrots and birds and Rousseau-esque animals peering out through the leaves, and you know, those things go down well. You know, oh, I remember we did a job. Karen and Kim and Dennis and me got a summer's work for the Westminster Play Association at Lisson Grove over in west central London, west of Paddington. And we worked, I think, on three adventure playgrounds there, I think, and did some really quite good stuff. I think the stuff we did there was the Play Association pretty much let us have a free hand, paid for our paints and paid us a basic wage, and let us go. And by that stage, we were beginning to be quite competent. And I think the work we did, we had a deal with a paint company. Karen's father, who was an architect, knew a man who worked for a paint company, who presumably the architectural firm he worked with. And he provided us with free external grade emulsions in a range of colours, which was as good as a painter's palette, on the condition that they could come along and take photos of the murals for their advertising, which was fine by us. And we really did some quite good work for them. And that relationship with that paint firm carried on for years, with us them funneling free paint towards us in return for photographing our freshly painted images. It worked.